From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. One person died, many more injured when someone drove a car through a crowd of protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby, the chopper keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump condemned the violence.
It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid state response to the events in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
Saturday rally expected to draw 2,000 to 6,000 people. A lot of people were there, upset about the planned removal of a state statue commemorating Confederate Civil War General Robert E. Lee. Fighting has flared in South Sudan's northeastern Upper Nile state, despite government forces capturing a key rebel headquarters. The most recent violence took place over control of a town on the Ethiopian border, which had served as the rebels' main base since early 2014. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least 15 people. Provincial Home Minister Safaraz Bukti recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility.